Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 1, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about NerdWallet acquires British comparison site Know Your Money. Egypt launches national trial of digital platform for government services. Walmart introduces Walmart Plus membership program in the U.S. UnionPay launches digital cards across mainland China. Flipkart launches B2B marketplace for kiranas and small sellers. PayPal to offer installment features for U.S. shoppers. 75% of Americans have changed brands during the pandemic, McKinsey study says. Italy, Russia, France lead travel and entertainment spending recovery in G20 countries. Now let's get started. NerdWallet acquires British comparison site Know Your Money. US-based personal finance company NerdWallet has acquired UK-based comparison site Know Your Money. Financial terms were not disclosed, but Know Your Money will now become a NerdWallet subsidiary, but it will retain its staff. Know Your Money has a 15-year UK history in the price comparison market, helping users find the deals on mortgages, loans and business bank accounts, according to mobilepaymentstoday.com. According to representatives from NerdWallet, the volatility of the stock market, unemployment, and plunging interest rates have consumers facing financial challenges they've never dealt with before and searching for content and products to help them navigate their new normal. Because of this, NerdWallet explains the need for financial guidance and expanding in the UK. Egypt launches national trial of digital platform for government services. Egypt's Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has announced the month-long nationwide trial of the Digital Egypt platform. Ministry representatives explained that a citizen can pay the required service fees through electronic payment methods, using credit cards, and mobile wallets. Officials indicated that the ministry intends to launch a mobile application in the coming weeks to facilitate the process of accessing these services, which will also be available through Egypt post offices. Users only need to be physically present at an office to verify their identity and receive the power of attorney. This requirement runs alongside an application, launched in cooperation with the Ministry of Justice, which solves the problem of overcrowding at offices providing notary services. The application allows citizens to determine the appropriate off-peak time to present themselves at the office to obtain the service. Walmart introduces Walmart Plus membership program in the U.S. U.S.-based retailer Walmart has announced the launch of a membership program that brings together in-store and online benefits named Walmart Plus. Walmart Plus has the reach of more than 4,700 stores, including 2,700 stores that offer delivery as fast as the same day. Members will receive unlimited free delivery from stores, fuel discounts and access to tools that make shopping faster for families. Membership will be available to all customers on the 15th of September. It will cost US$98 a year or US$12.95 a month and includes a 15-day free trial period. In the future, the company will leverage its wide-ranging strengths to add additional benefits for members in a variety of services and offerings. The list of benefits will include unlimited free delivery, scan-and-go features, and fuel discounts. These benefits come in addition to the retailer's existing customer offerings like Walmart's free curbside pickup, next-day delivery and two-day delivery. Walmart will continue to have delivery options with a per-delivery transaction fee so customers can choose the service that's best for them. UnionPay launches digital cards across mainland China. China-based financial services company UnionPay has launched its digital bank card, teaming with commercial banks, mobile phone manufacturers, key merchants, and payment institutions. The process of card application and collection is completely digitalized, providing cardholders with a new generation of payment experience. The digital debit and credit card launched this time within and outside mainland China. Services are delivered digitally to satisfy multiple payment demands such as purchases, cash deposits and withdrawals, bank transfers, mobile QuickPass payments, and QR code payments. Users around the world can apply for cards, link them, and use them through various platforms, including the UnionPay app, bank apps, and e-wallets developed by mobile phone manufacturers. They can pay with mobile QuickPass or QR code by tapping on the screen to access the contactless card or the QR code. Sensitive information, such as the card number and expiry date, is protected throughout the payment process by all-around technologies including tokenization and real-time risk monitoring. The funds and personal data are thus safeguarded. Flipkart launches B2B marketplace for kiranas and small sellers. Walmart-owned Flipkart has launched operations of its B2B marketplace for kiranas and small sellers, called Flipkart Wholesale. According to Financial Express, the launch comes after the acquisition of Walmart India's wholesale business. Flipkart Wholesale has launched in Delhi, Gurugram and Bengaluru, and the company stated that it will initially launch the pilot service for the grocery and fashion categories. Moreover, the app is currently available for Android users, while eligible sellers and kiranas can get up to 15 days of credit to stock up shop with products through Flipkart Wholesale's Easy Credit benefit. Although Flipkart may choose to increase or decrease the credit limit of the seller, depending on the latter's purchase and repayment behavior, the company would levy a late payment fee based on the amount outstanding as on due date. Furthermore, the e-commerce company also enables sellers to analyze the demand from customers and the best-selling products based on their location to stock their shops accordingly. Besides, they can place return requests for items to be picked from their doorstep within 7 days from the date of delivery of the order, Financial Express reported. PayPal to offer installment features for U.S. shoppers. PayPal has announced that it would be offering an interest-free payment option that lets U.S. users make purchases in 4 installments. Though PayPal has offered a number of other consumer credit programs over the years that will continue to exist, the company's new pay-in-4 option in the U.S. lets it offer interest-free installments, which have become increasingly popular through companies like Klarna and Afterpay that also let online shoppers split purchases into 4 pieces, argues MarketWatch.com. PayPal representatives have stated that the company's service is differentiated in part because it will come at no additional cost to PayPal merchants beyond the typical fees that these sellers already incur for the company's traditional payment processing services. Klarna and Afterpay charge fees to merchants for their installment offerings. PayPal will still make credit risk decisions and sometimes do soft credit checks, which don't affect customers' credit score, as part of its risk assessment, but officials from PayPal said the company will also lean on its advanced analytics in determining whether or not to allow access to the pay-in-4 option for a given transaction. "75% of Americans have changed brands during the pandemic," McKinsey study says. Research from McKinsey aimed at the American e-commerce market has highlighted a shift in consumer behavior due to COVID-19 pandemic. The consumer sentiment and behavior continues to reflect the uncertainty of the COVID-19 crisis study validates the consumer sentiment and behavioral changes that stem from a wide range of uncertainties rooted in the pandemic. The impact can be categorized into 5 trends: shift to value and essentials, flight to digital and omnichannel, shock to loyalty, health and caring, economy, and homebody economy. The research points to consumers being more mindful of spending that is likely to last for all of 2020. 40% of U.S. consumers said they are more mindful of where they spend their money. Independent of the McKinsey research, I believe there are three spend barriers for discretionary spend since the pandemic. 1. Relevance. 2. Safety. And 3. Accessibility. 40% of U.S. consumers are planning to spend less, with greater focus on essentials. The research highlights the fact that during financial uncertainty, the spend is likely to shift more towards essentials such as groceries and household supplies. According to the research, most spend categories saw more than 10% growth in their online customer base during the pandemic. Many consumers plan to continue to shop online even when stores open safely. In the U.S., e-commerce is growing across all categories. Italy, Russia, France lead travel and entertainment spending recovery in G20 countries. MasterCard has released Recovery Insights, Travel Check-In, the second report in its series focused on the impacts of the pandemic, including emerging trends in travel spending. According to the press release, the analysis of anonymized and aggregated sales activity across the MasterCard network, including in-person and online transactions, shows that Italy, Russia, and France are leading in terms of the recovery of travel and entertainment spending across the G20. This includes travel sectors such as airlines and lodging, as well as activities such as eating out. Despite being a focus of the pandemic earlier this year, Italy's significant restaurant culture and extensive domestic tourism industry have helped it to bounce back faster than other markets, including the US, Brazil, and India. As the broader global economy begins to show signs of improvement, several trends have emerged that mirror overall consumer spending, in particular the shift to a smaller retail radius as consumers travel and spend closer to home. Overall key trends spotlighted in MasterCard Recovery Insights, Travel Check-In, include: localism takes off. In Q2 2020, auto rentals' share of total transportation spending nearly doubled from 9% in 2019 to 17%, as consumers prioritized local means of transport. In Switzerland and Germany, for instance, non-air travel made up roughly three-quarters of travel spending the week ending 7 August. The rebound of gas spending this summer also speaks to consumers getting out and spending but maintaining a tighter footprint. Boutique is chic. The analysis shows that travelers are increasingly opting to stay small. Recently, the global recovery rate of small independent hotels has outpaced the recovery of large hotels by over 50%. Consumer travel leads the recovery. An analysis of consumer cards compared to business cards shows that spending on consumer air travel and auto rentals is returning ahead of commercial travel. When looking at U.S. retail sales more broadly, there is also a rebound in spending. According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks overall retail sales across all payment types including cash and check, retail sales from auto were down just -3% for the summer, the 1st of June to the 15th of August, compared to the same time in 2019. And total U.S. travel and entertainment retail sales, including airlines, lodging and restaurants, improved in July, -21.5% year-over-year, compared to June, -25.9%, according to Spending Pulse. Overall, MasterCard has been committed to helping retailers, restaurants, CPG brands and many others navigate the challenges of the pandemic and now the recovery. This has included making certain insight-driven tools available at no cost to governments and small businesses to give a timely snapshot of economic performance during this time. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.